This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
4 o'clock hour on this Monday on FM 104.3. Actually, that's not right. 104.3 FM WQAM. I want to make sure I get it right. I keep saying it incorrectly. 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Let's start with a training camp report, because Solana said that Mike McDaniel did speak with the media today, and he's got a couple of the reports of what happened there. So training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Did he say anything of note, Solandria?
Yeah. Several things of note. He was pressed a little bit regarding the cornerback situation, by the way, and he gave like a very long answer regarding the cornerback situation. I'll get to that in just a second, but he was asked obviously about Matthew Judon and his free agent visit today. He says it has nothing to do with an injury at outside linebacker, that this has nothing to do with any other injury on the Dolphins, which is good news. And he said, quote, "We are visiting for the sake of seeing if there's a situation that both parties would be able to come into an agreement of, hey, this is a situation that fits."
Okay. I'm down with that. Like I said, you can get a guy as talented as Judon. Like, why wouldn't you explore it?
Why not? Don't give him a whole bunch of money. Don't give him no 6 years. He's old. But, yeah, right. If he can help out in third down, it'd be lovely.
Yeah, I love bringing in aging vets. I mean, what could go wrong?
Our young
but
dudes
he's
get
still
hurt.
Been productive, though, no?
Yeah. Well, he had 5.5 sacks last year.
We read the stats last year. He was ranked like second worst edge rusher or outside linebacker last year by PFF. That doesn't mean that he was the second worst. It's just what he was rated. Since 2022, after leaving New England, he just hasn't really been the same in terms of production. He just hasn't. Doesn't mean he can't have a bounce back year. Bro, Calais Campbell had one of his best seasons last year.
And you had the same take on him.
I had the exact same take. Actually, it was probably worse. I ripped
1,000 times worse.
Calais Campbell. Devon Achan, you know, he has the calf injury. Won't practice this week. They're going to be cautious.
Okay.
Zach Sealer, he's dealing with an injury. I still don't know what the injury is. But McDaniel said he expects Sealer back at practice this week. So it's not that serious.
I know what it is. Affluenza. That boy just got 30 million. Yeah, I think I'm going to take a couple weeks off, Cole.
He got more than that, didn't he?
I think 30. It was 30 guaranteed, wasn't 30 it? Guaranteed. Something like that. Yeah.
He got paid. My guy, Ethan Bonner, he came up limping, holding his hamstring. He has a hamstring injury. Will be out a few weeks.
I saw Fironas tweet that McDaniel said Darren Waller might practice this week.
Quote, "I'm expecting to see him sooner than later."
All right.
We need something there. Tanner Connor, God bless him, but we need a threat at tight end.
Julian Hill.
Julian Hill did not play the other day. On Saturday?
I didn't even notice that.
Didn't play? What does that tell you?
He didn't have any drops. Didn't jump off sides.
They had to go on first sound because he jumped off sides any other snap count.
He's a starter, fellas. So jump on the Julian Hill army because he's a starter.
Mm-hmm. Touchdown machine, they call him, right?
Mm-hmm. Penalty machine.
He said he's confident Austin Jackson will be back for the opener versus Indy, which, by the way, we are 20 days away from Dolphins football, officially 20 days away.
How about that?
And then
Browns, by the way, have named their week one starter, Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Who's their backup?
Did they announce it? I don't know.
Nah, I don't think they have.
They won't. They tried, because you saw Dylan Gabriel said.
Yeah. Although that was out of context, he said.
But it's just, it's you don't want your backup quarterback situation to be that. Like, they're not even talking about Joe Flacco. They're talking about Shadur versus Dylan Gabriel. Yeah. It's just the Browns made a mistake with this one.
Brought it on themselves. Yep. 100%.
You think they want another guy? We can trade him, Zach Wilson.
I would take Dylan Gabriel or Shadur.
What should do?
Who's the fourth guy?
Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
I'll take him too.
Let's bring them all in.
And then finally, I'm just reading from the Herald. Asked if the Dolphins may add a veteran quarterback, McDaniel's non-committal. Inherent in our job responsibilities is that we consider everything. There's a possibility we could add somebody. There's a possibility better players could already be on our roster. And then Barry Jackson writes, pressed about what the Dolphins see in their cornerbacks that others might not see. McDaniel spoke of their, quote, detailed commitment to technique and fundamentals and spoke for several minutes. And then it's the whole paragraph. But this, to me, seems like last year's offensive line where everybody was saying, hey, this offensive line needs something. There should be better players on this offensive line. And then they're like, no, it's great. Trust me. We see something you don't. And then it was very apparent after week two that the offensive line was terrible. That's what the
cornerback. I think I'm kind of okay with Storm Duck. I think I'm kind of okay with Storm.
Say they were making plays, but you okay with Storm for 17 games being the number one covering the top?
I'm okay with him as a cornerback, and I don't think you're going to be able to get a number one better than him now. So unless you're like giving up the farm. But you wouldn't do that unless you thought you were a cornerback away from being a Super Bowl competitor. So they're kind of stuck here. Like, okay, they'll go out and get someone, but if they go out and get someone, it's going to be a Matthew Judon type, someone who's declining in their performance. I don't know what people want, but I don't know. I think who they want is not attainable unless you're good. Like, you're not mortgaging your future or giving up real talent to get a cornerback. It wouldn't make any sense. I don't know. I don't see what the options are.
Huh? It would be a 34-year-old Stephon Gilmore.
Right.
That's what he's the free agent. He's the top. I'm looking at the list now. He's the top free agent corner right now. He's 34 years old. Same thing we're talking about with Calais Campbell. Same thing with Matthew Judon.
Darren Waller.
You have to go get an old dude.
Yeah. Like, hope that he's got a great season left in him.
24-year-old Pro Bowlers are not on the market anymore.
No, right. But they could trade. They could trade a fifth round, a sixth round pick to another team that maybe feels like they can move on from a veteran corner that maybe isn't going to get that much playing time over there, and the Dolphins could use him. But bro, like, I'm cool with saying I like Storm Duck. That's fine. But let's be honest, man. Like, I don't think Storm Duck is starting as the number one cornerback on any other team in the NFL.
Agreed.
That's not an indictment on him. I'm just saying. Agreed. I don't think he is.
No,
and then you're banking on Mike Hilton? I don't know.
I'm not saying I'm good with the cornerbacks. I'm saying out of all of them, I'm good with Storm Duck. Like, I feel like they have an NFL caliber player in Storm Duck. Who was the guy that Amon-Ra St. Brown was just eating alive in those joint practices.
Jack Jones.
I felt bad for that guy.
I felt bad for him too. I was actually there at that joint practice, and about the fourth time that Amon-Ra St. Brown kept walked up, I said, Jack, please don't walk out there. Yeah. I'm saying to myself, please do not walk on this field. And he jumped his little happy ass out there and got another touchdown caught on him.
Because the Lions had posted a montage of Amon-Ra St. Brown from that first practice. And holy hell, is Jones wear 23? Is it 23 for the Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It was, I mean, it was torturous watching it.
And the sad thing was Amon-Ra St. Brown, long name. He lets you know when he does good stuff. And he was lighting Jack's ass up. It was bad. It really was bad.
All right, let's do headlines here quickly for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kias in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Storm Duck, just Pittman week one, Stephon Diggs week two, Garrett Wilson, he got it. Man, he just – Drake London, he's going to walk up. Zay Flowers, he's walking up against the best receivers in the world every week.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, get pressure on the QB.
They better send eight.
Bring eight.
Do we need DBs? Like, can we just start? Can we just have 11 pass rushers?
I was gonna say, okay, bring 11, bring 10, and leave a safety out there.
Bring the house, Minka. Go make a tackle, Minka.
Wanna get creative, Coach McDaniel, Mr. Cutesy Guy.
That would be so funny, like Minka, and then 10 pass rushers. Just go get the court. That's Crowder's defense when he was a defensive coordinator at university.
It was the closest thing you can get to it. Cover zero, man to man. Are you better than us?
The only other thing that we haven't really talked about from the preseason game was how it finished. That guy, Ethan Robinson. I don't know if any of you were still watching at that point, but the interception,
heck of an INT.
Yeah, bro, the interception that he caught was insane. Also, Tua's comments regarding Tyreek Hill, we haven't talked about that.
It was really wild to me. So Mike Gugno had Tua on the sideline on the CBS 4 broadcast, and Gugno asked him. It was a very innocuous question. You know, how's the relationship with Tyreek? And Tua's answer was along the lines of, well, he and I have very different personalities, so it's a work in progress. I came away with it as Tua hates this guy. I mean, it was really odd. I thought the answer, well, I shouldn't say odd. I thought the answer was very telling in the fact that he doesn't jibe with Tyreek. Like, they're not boys. They don't have much of a relationship, and that's okay. Don't bother me.
It's okay.
Oh, the lawn people working at your house.
I just told him to take it easy. There's a language barrier. I don't know where he's from.
I think
from,
we're gonna have to play Beat It. Do we have Beat It, Jimmy? You have the Beat It song. This is the beginning days of COVID. So this is 5 years ago, more than 5 years ago. We were doing shows from home for the first time ever. And yeah, I can hear the leaf blowers there. So
how many leaves do we have? I have a couple.
This was happening over 5 years ago. And I was much more concerned about sound back then than I am now. Now I don't care. I just because the way people consume content, like we were talking about, you know, Big Boom AJ and Big Justice and Aiden Ross and Mr. Beast. And like, it just doesn't, like, the way people consume content, they don't care about leaf blowers in the background like I used to. But the lawn service shows up at Crowder's house. And this is probably what, maybe 2-3 weeks into broadcasting from home? Like, we're new to this. And I'm telling Crowder during the commercial breaks, like, hey, you gotta shut them down. And Crowder tells human beings to beat it. He like walks to the window and says, beat it. And I have maintained ever since then, you really only say beat it to like, I don't know, raccoons that are stealing your tomatoes. Like, you don't, like, one human doesn't say beat it to another. The only scenario that I have is like, if you're parked, you know, if you're stuck at a red light under an underpass and some bum comes up and their water's dirty and they're going to try to clean your window with a dirtier rag even.
Yeah.
And you put the wipers on, but they still don't want to go away. So in that instance, you may have to say beat it. But when someone's working for you and they're just human beings, you don't normally yell beat it. Prouder did.
That was a term of endearment.
Solana, the opposite of a term of endearment. And Solana took beat it and made what I consider to be maybe our best parody song of all time. Here is Prouder talking to his landscape crew, remixed with Michael Jackson, our own version of beat it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What the hell is going on there?
Uh-oh.
Is that the lawn service?
Yeah, lawn man pulled up. Hey, beat it! Hey! Sorry. They told him, don't you ever come around. Hey! Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it! Hey, beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Hey, 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 beat it! Beat it!
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
He should bring Beat It back to the world.
Excellent. Somebody texts in, Hockman is living on another planet if he thinks Tua is the one who is calling out guys. That goes to show you the local damage control is not working any longer. No one buys it, Mark. What on earth does that mean? Can you retext that in English, please, Texter?
I was trying to listen, Hawk. I didn't get it.
I mean, I've read that 6 times during that song, and I cannot figure out what that guy is trying to say.
My take on it is that you're not going to like everybody. I hated teammates, either just personality, you know, differences. Like, it's life.
You don't hang with everyone.
No, you don't get in the locker room, and now you're all on the same page. It could be anything. It could be upbringing. It could be political. Jay Feely is a super Republican.
Yep.
When it was an election, like, we would argue all the time in the locker room. Not that I disliked him. We just had different thoughts on life. My thing is, why the hell would Tua make this a thing? He could have answered this question like everybody else does. Hey, what do you think? You and Tyreek's relationship? Tyreek, that's my boy. You know, we're good to go. We played together for years. Boom. We don't even talk about it. Why is he going overboard to make us know that
that's
they're not?
That's why I found it so strange.
Because he's being honest. No, and I like it. I like that he's being honest. Genuinely.
Oh, I think it too. But you don't have, like, you're causing undue media attention when you can just say, yeah, I love all my guys out here. Yeah. Everybody's good. We're excited to get going in week one. And like, you don't have to say he's my best friend.
No, he didn't have to. But guess what? Tyreek Hill quit on this team. I think inside the locker room, Tua especially, who's a leader in that locker room, he's a captain, they're genuinely hurt by that. And I think when Tua came out day one of training camp and he said that Tyreek has some work to do, I think he meant it, and I think he's standing by that statement privately, behind closed doors, and publicly, which is why I commend Tua. It reminds me of Chris Bosh. This was a story with Chris Bosh in the Big Three, when Bosh 1 year was like, yeah, I mean, sometimes Bron and Wade are over there together, and I'm over here. Like, what? Okay, so what? Doesn't mean that we're on the outs. It doesn't mean Tua and Tyreek can't coexist on a football field, but hey, if Tyreek wants to be a leader, a captain, he's still got to put in more work. And he told us flat out, truthfully, I liked it, man.
I think also Tua is saying, hey, if you want to be a team leader, you kind of got to go through me now. And I'm not there yet.
Right.
I guess, no, I appreciate honesty, if that's what you're getting at. What's the point of it? That's not going to help the team. That's not helping anything. To take Tyreek to the side and say, Reek, these dudes really last year put a bad taste in their mouth the last game of the season. For you to be on that pedestal that you were before that, you really need to reach out, take the guys out, you know, talk to some of the different leaders so they can trust you again. To the media to say, we're working on it. Like, it's not beneficial at all to the ultimate goal of winning games. That's why I don't see the angle of it.
Well, the Dolphins are going to play the Jaguars, and they have a joint practice on Thursday.
Oh,
we're
they
all
do?
Very much all looking right. forward to. Yeah. just a couple other local headlines. The Miami Heat, they did sign Drew Smith over the weekend to a 3-year deal.
All right.
First year is guaranteed. The other 2 years are not. The Marlins did lose their series in Boston over the weekend, 2-1. They avoided the sweep yesterday. Dane Myers, Jacob Marcy. They homer in the ninth, 3-run ninth inning, and the Marlins get one in Beantown. They got the Cardinals in town back at Lone Depot Park. Yuri gets the nod, 6:40 p.m. tonight in Miami.
This Jacob Marcy, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Marcy Militia does have a nice ring
no,
to it.
No, don't do that. Up. Don't do that.
Okay. Okay. Inter Miami, they beat the LA Galaxy Saturday night. LA Galaxy wins the MLS last year, and this year they're the worst team in the MLS. I don't get it. But Leo Messi heroics once again. And we've said it a couple times, Hurricanes versus Notre Dame. The opener on August 31st will be an orange out.
All right.
All right.
Big game.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, yeah. You know, who said what? From one way, wasn't that Mariota was like, there's nothing in the building about Notre Dame. Everybody knows it. We're just getting better. And I was at Notre Dame, like, they had, you know, they had the schedule up. Like, we're playing UM week one Sunday night. Like, this is a big game. So it's just, I don't know if either way is correct, but there's two different coaching approaches to playing in a big game.
I'm ready to have Carson Beck just dazzle me. I am ready for Carson Beck to just show me and everyone. Hello, y'all must have forgot.
Yep, and he better. Because if he doesn't play well, it might be a long year.
Is it crazy to bet Carson Beck Heisman?
No, I don't think that's the worst flyer in the world.
It sounds crazy, but to play in the same offense that Cam Ward played in, right? 40 touchdowns thrown. Like, if you think Carson Beck is that dude, and we say it all, he's not as good as Cam Ward, I'll be honest with y'all. But can he throw for 35 touchdowns? You know, we'll see.
He's 12th on a list that I found. So he's down there. Like, he's not even a favorite to win the Heisman.
But that's why you get good odds, though.
Right, right. That's the only reason why I'm mentioning it.
Because I was thinking about taking a flyer on Tua MVP.
He always goes too far.
I'm not lying.
I put that bet in, by the way. I told you guys on Friday. We talked about it before you got here today, Hawk. I put Dolphins to make the wild card, just to make it, at plus 750 on the Fins tab on the Hard Rock Bet app.
Tua to win MVP is plus 5,000. It's actually not long enough for me. It should be more than that. I'm not kidding. Plus 5,000.
There's four or five quarterbacks in the AFC that I know have better odds.
Favorite.
Lamar's up there. Joe Burrow has to be up there.
Burrow to me at plus 575, man, that seems like a good flyer to take.
Yeah. If he stays healthy with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins still, and they got that new little running back, Chase Brown, whatever that is.
Played at the end of last season. Oh, my God. That's your Odyssey Sports training camp coverage brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. MVP, Lamar is plus 450, Josh Allen plus 550, Burrow plus 575, Mahomes plus 650, Jaden Daniels plus 900. That's not a bad flyer.
Mm-mm.
Justin Herbert plus 2,000. Get out of here. Nonsense.
He's going to have good numbers. I don't know if he's going to win anything.
Good numbers. Stop it.
He is. with Harbaugh? Watch.
Your weather, it's 95 degrees. Hot as hell. Back to you.
You've got the Dolphins, what, to win a wild card game, right? Because to make the playoffs is plus 220.
To make the wild card game.
No, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because that's just making the playoffs.
Because making the playoffs is plus 220.
Right, and then remember they had the other tab on. Let me double check here.
Stage of elimination.
The wild card is the first playoff
game. Oh,
plus
375, not plus 750. Plus 375. I still like those odds. Plus 375, which is very different than plus 750.
A little bit. You have plus 375 as stage of elimination.
Correct.
Being wild card round. So, right. In other words, if they're not a wild card team, if they just make the playoffs, you lose that bet. That's actually why that one is a little bit longer.
More
than
making the
just
playoffs.
Make the playoffs.
But I think the only other way they make the playoffs is by winning the division. And I don't think there is a chance in hell that they win the division. So in my mind, if they're going to win 10 games, they're going to make the playoffs, in my mind. And they're going to be a wild card team because Buffalo's going to win 12 or 13 games.
Yeah, I would take that bet over just making the playoffs.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Did you do weather?
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right. Isaiah Smalls is the newest member of the Miami Dolphins beat. He's going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk a little Dolphins with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Isaiah Smalls is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the newest member of the Dolphins beat. You can read all his work in the Miami Herald all season long or on the Herald app or herald.com. He was in Detroit for the game on Saturday. He joins us for the first time. Hello, Isaiah.
What's going on, y'all? Happy to be here.
Nice to meet you. We're going to learn a little bit about him too. I need to know everything that's going on with everybody. You wrote that seeing the Dolphins cornerback unit on Saturday, you saw some things. So what did you see? What do you think?
Them boys need help. I was like, quick blame period. I mean, look, like I think Storm Duck has enough there to man down one outside cornerback position, but I've been maintaining since the start of training camp that they need at least one more guy. And McDaniel said today that he's more interested in finding players that can actually play versus guys that just have that nameplate, right? The guys that, you know, have some sort of prestige to them. But I think at some point you might need a guy that has a nameplate because it's just, I don't know, man. It's over those two joint practices, those guys got cooked. And it didn't really matter who was out there. I know, you know, Channing, you were out there too. You saw it firsthand. Amon Ross St. Brown was.
He's Jerry Rice. He is Jerry Rice, Isaiah. This man was killing him.
I mean, Amon Ross St. Brown's going to make a lot of cornerbacks look bad. No, oh, I mean, that course. It's not. Yeah.
Of course. But when you get to, and not to say that, you know, Jameson Williams is a huge drop off of talent, but Jameson Williams was doing it too. And to me, I think it got to a point where, you know, a guy like, I mean, I don't want to be specific, but there was one guy in particular who got cooked a lot on day one, and you didn't really
Jack
see
Jones.
Him
get Jack Jones.
And you just didn't see him get a lot of run on day two. And I specifically asked Mike on right before the second joint practice, like, you know, what has he seen from this cornerback unit? And he said, look, like, it's a great challenge to go up a guy like to go up against a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown. And, you know, you learn a lot by placing these guys in adverse positions. But at some point, it crosses over into malpractice because, you know, cornerback is a lot of it is mental, right? And so if you're still stuck on that last play that happened 2-3 days ago, like, you're not going to be as good at, you know, what's in front of you. But I say all that to say, like, I just think that there's one guy that they just need because I understand. I'm going to take a step back. I understand that, you know, they're being very cautious with letting people into this locker room, right? It's a very fragile ecosystem at this point, right? And so you don't want to bring in the wrong guy and then all of a sudden it just, you know, everything hits the fan, right? But at the same time, I just there's a lot of guys that might not be on that level but are on the level right below Amon-Ra that the Dolphins will face this year. I'm thinking of guys like Ladd McConkey. I'm thinking of a DK Metcalf. Like, there are guys that they will face this year who can tear them up. Like, I'm still, like, even though, you know, Stephon Diggs is still, you know, rehabbing that injury, I still think he could cook some of these guys in the secondary. So it's rough. It was very rough on Wednesday and Thursday for sure.
I got a quarterback question, but what do you mean a fragile locker room? Like, get talent and go play ball.
That didn't work for them.
I mean, look, I know you guys have, I'm sure, talked ad nauseum about the Tua and Tyreek stuff, but I think in addition to that, like, I just think that they're very intentional with letting the young guys run, right? And so if you bring in a veteran that might be, and obviously, you know, Channing, you can speak more to this than I can, but to me, at least, if you bring in a guy that is very set in their ways, that has his own process for getting ready to be able to play on Sundays, right? If that process doesn't necessarily jibe with the process that the locker room has, that the guys already in the locker room have, I think it might cause a little bit of friction. Maybe not, but that's just my take on it.
The other thing that we've been talking about was the running back situation. So I think everybody's in love with Ollie Gordon. Yeah. Other than Dee Eskridge, like, the biggest takeaway from Saturday was, man, Ollie Gordon's really good.
Yeah.
Has Jalen Wright, in your opinion, has he lost the RB2 slot and has Ollie Gordon overtaken him, or is there still another preseason game? Is there still more of a process to be played out there?
I think that if he hasn't overtaken him yet, if Ollie hasn't overtaken him yet, it will happen this week. Look, with Devon, you know, nursing a calf injury, as we learned today from McDaniel, right? It's going to be the Jalen Wright show this week. You know, we have a joint practice. They have one practice tomorrow and then joint practice on Thursday against the Jaguars. Like, you know, it will be Jalen Wright's job to lose, essentially, right? And you can't ignore the tape. I've seen a lot more from Ollie Gordon in those two games than I have from Jalen Wright. And that's rather unfortunate because I know Jalen Wright kind of came in this year as, you know, wanted to be the guy, right? I know Mike McDaniel does RB1A and 1B, right? I think so. He wanted to be that RB1B to Devon Achane's 1A, but I just haven't seen it, you know? And plus, you think about the way that guys, you know, have kind of gravitated to Ollie Gordon. You know, someone on the communication staff told me that, yo, Ollie Gordon might be one of the most personable people on this team just because of how people gravitate to him. And that means something, right? So just from what I've seen on the field and what he is in the locker room, I mean, I got to be a fan of Ollie Gordon. I think if he hasn't overtaken Jalen Wright as the RB1B by, you know, today, it might happen by Sunday.
Speaking of jobs and, you know, challenges, is there any scenario where you could see Quinn Ewers being the backup quarterback over Zach Wilson?
I don't. Only because, look, I love what I saw from Quinn on Saturday, right? That first wrist flick for that touchdown of Theo Weiss Jr., that was more akin to what a lot of us on the beat had been seeing early in training camp from Quinn, just specifically that Theo and his connection, right? But I've always been the guy that gravitates to the quarterback, whatever position we're talking about. I'm always a guy that gravitates to the person who has more NFL snaps, right? Just at the end of the day, just because Zach Wilson has played at the level, he hasn't been great at a high level, but he's played, right? And I think they trust him to be able to be better within this system, right? Now, I think maybe if we get deeper into this, into the actual regular season, right, and if things are cooking and maybe, you know, God forbid there's an injury and, you know, now it's an actual quarterback battle, you might see something else, right? But until then, I think you got to go with Zach Wilson as QB2 just based off of the NFL experience that he has.
And what update can you give us on Darren Waller? Let me know if I'm wrong. Yeah. Tanner Connor, God bless him. Julian Hill's going to jump off sides 8 times a game anyway. Like, are we depending on Darren Waller to have a tight end threat? Because we saw what Jonnu Smith did, and, it, you know, we need that tight end threat. So yeah, can those other two guys play, and are we just waiting for Darren Waller to be there?
I think Tanner Connor had it. Tanner Connor, that was the game that he had on Saturday, was more of the Tanner Connor that we want to see, right? Because he hadn't necessarily been able to translate that into games, right? And so I love what I saw from Tanner Connor, but essentially you kind of are kind of waiting for Darren Waller to get back, because at the end of the day, he is the guy that has played NFL snaps at a very high level. He's been a Pro Bowler, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. And to me, I'm not looking for him to immediately replicate what Jonnu did, right? Because if that's what happens, I think the Dolphins have a bigger issue if he comes in and replicates that. For me, I want him to get numbers that are closer to his final year, even with New York. I believe it was like 500-something yards, 3 touchdowns. Like, I just want him to be a threat from that tight end position, because the guys that they have right now, they're not really threats. So what we got from McDaniel was pretty consistent from what we've got from him. Anytime we've asked him about Darren Waller, he's not really going to bring him back for joint practices, because he doesn't want his first taste of NFL action in over a year to be against players that, you know, don't really have his best interest in mind, right? So I think it would be smart to wait until this week's over. We see him at the beginning of next week. He starts to ramp up. He gets, you know, 2 weeks of NFL snaps, you know, in practice under his belt. And then we see him in game action. But until then, you got to praise McDaniel for taking the cautious approach. I know guys on the internet and a lot of the Dolphins fans see OBJ when they think of Darren Waller. And I'd be cautious about that, because, look, at the end of the day, you know, this is a guy who didn't want to play football last year. He says he wants to play football now. From what I've seen from his conversations with Teron Armstead, like, he's juiced to come back. He loves this offense. And so until something changes, right, I think you just gotta pray and hope for the best when it comes to Darren Waller.
We're running out of time, and I want to get to know Isaiah Smalls throughout the season. We'll talk Dolphins with you throughout the season, but he's a new voice for us when it comes to Dolphins football, new on the beat for the Miami Herald. So just, are you new to Miami?
No, I've been here for 6 years, actually. All right. I used to be the race and culture writer for the Herald for 4 years, I think. Yeah, 5 years. Yeah, four. And so.
All right. And you're enjoying the Dolphins beat?
Yes, doing the Dolphins beat full 10 toes down in it. So it's exciting. I'm very excited. I love football. Grew up an Eagles fan. I'm excited just to be here, man.
All right. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions that are specific to our show, just so we can get to know you a little bit. When you eat a hamburger, a big old cheeseburger, do you cut it in half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. You wow. Right. So that's a big mistake. So write down minus one, Jimmy.
You got to.
Isaiah's at minus.
It's too messy sometimes if you just go and look. I do both. I'm not partial to either one. But if it's served to me, cut up, I'm not tripping off of it. I'm not.
All right. Preach. See if you can do better on this one. Do you ever refer to pizza as
Nah, no.
Oh man, 0-2, Isaiah. This is rough, man. I have to stick with Burke and Omar at this point. Let's see if he can dig himself out of this. Are Girl Scout cookies overrated?
Yeah, 100%.
There you go. That's my guy. That's my guy. That's my guy. There you go. All right, now we're cooking with grease, Crowder. Now we're getting somewhere. Do you ever go to Epcot Center at Disney?
Yeah, I've been there once.
Worst experience of your life?
I don't remember it. I was young. I was very young.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't go as an adult. You don't go.
No, I haven't gone as an adult yet.
Okay. No, good for you.
Everybody
all right.
else. Like now, everybody that gets kidnapped, they get kidnapped and taken. That's what happens.
He's making a comeback here at the end. He's a closer. Isaiah's a closer.
There you go.
What's going on here? What else? Let me see. I don't know. Just who has more of a claim to cream soda, Jews or blacks?
There won't be a situation where I vote against black people. So
cream soda, you're gonna take cream soda?
My man.
There won't be a situation.
You're gonna take cream soda?
I'm gonna choose my people over. I'm not gonna choose my people.
Cream soda.
Cream soda for years.
I don't even know where this question comes from.
That's my point.
But I'm not gonna choose someone else. Come on, I like.
Love a good cream soda.
Well, I guess this one goes without saying. What's the better TV show, Friends or Martin?
Martin. Come on now. Come on now.
I told Isaiah in the commercial break, we get a little weird sometimes.
I love it. I'm all for it.
We got to go. We'll get to know you better next time. We ran up against it this time. Isaiah Smalls, you can read his work in the Miami Herald. Follow him on Twitter as well. And make sure you download the Herald app. Subscribe to the Herald as well for your Dolphins info all season. Thank you, Isaiah.
Appreciate you all.
There you go, Isaiah Smalls. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll get the headlines and all the regular hoo-ha that we do, so don't go anywhere. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up in a moment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.